This is Akashwani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate second National Conference of Anti-Narcotics Task Force, ANTF, Heads of States and Union Territories in New Delhi today. The conference will serve as a strategic platform to reinforce Prime Minister Narendra Modi's commitment to a drug-free India and to formulate a roadmap to achieve this goal. The Home Minister said in a social media post that he will also destroy drugs worth 4,794 crore rupees on the occasion to mark the inauguration of a drug destruction drive. Our correspondent reports that the theme of the conference being organized by Narcotics Control Bureau is United Resolve Shared Responsibility. Prime Minister of Mauritius, Dr. Naveen Chandraram Gulam, is concluding his eight-day visit to India today. He arrived in New Delhi yesterday after completing his visit to Tirupati, Andhra Pradesh. Minister of State for Defense, Sanjay Seth, received him at the airport. The visiting Prime Minister will visit Rajghat and Sadaiv Atal in New Delhi and lay the wreath to Mahatma Gandhi and former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee today. Later in the day, he will call on President Draupadi Murmu and also visit the new Parliament building. This is his first overseas bilateral visit to India in his present term. Dr. Ram Gulam had earlier visited India in May 2014 to attend the swearing-in ceremony of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has paid tribute to Paramveer Chakra awardee Lieutenant Colonel Adeshir Burzorji Tharapur on his Balidan Divas today. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said that during the 1965 war, he led his regiment with exceptional courage, destroying numerous enemy tanks despite being grievously injured. The minister added, he fought valiantly till his last breath. His indomitable spirit and supreme sacrifice will continue to inspire generations. The Central Board of Direct Taxes has decided to further extend the due date for filing of income tax returns for assessment year 2025-26 till today. Income Tax India informed this in a social media post late last night. It said the decision has been taken after reported technical glitches that disrupted ITR filings yesterday. In Uttarakhand, late night torrential rain in the Sahasradhara area of Dehradun has disrupted normal life. Roads in the Kaligard area have been damaged, while 2 to 3 hotels and around 7 to 8 shops in the main market have suffered structural damage. Rescue and relief operations are underway, with approximately 100 people safely evacuated by the administration. Several parts of the city have been experiencing continuous rainfall since yesterday evening. The Met Department has issued a yellow alert, forecasting moderate to heavy rain across Dehradun and other parts of the state. In view of the rain alert, all schools and Anganwadi centres in Dehradun and Nainital districts have been closed for the day. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has said that 75% attendance is mandatory for students to appear in Class 10 and 12 board exams. The CBSE, in its notice, said that students' attendance will now be directly tied to internal assessment, making regular participation essential across the two-year academic cycle. It added that students who do not follow the mandatory criteria will not be allowed to appear in the board exams. The board also clarified rules for choosing additional subjects. It also warned schools against offering subjects for which they lack trained teachers, laboratories or approval, stating that students cannot take such subjects as main or additional papers. A U.S. appeals court has declined to allow President Donald Trump to fire Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook. The decision is the latest in a legal battle that threatens the Fed's longstanding independence. Domestic benchmark indices open higher today amid mixed global cues as U.S. Chief Negotiator Brendan Lynch arrived in India to resume trade negotiations between the two nations. The Sensex was up 184 points or 0.23% at 81,970. Nifty was up 47 points or 0.19% at 25,117 in the opening trade. That is the end of this news bulletin.